From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, December 18th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how a consulting firm will help Western Illinois University as the school tackles enrollment and financial challenges. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Chicago City Council blocked a resolution last week for voters to weigh in on the city's sanctuary city designation. Tessa Weinberg reports.
A coalition of conservative alderpersons have repeatedly tried to put a question on the ballot on whether Chicago should remain a sanctuary city. The designation means the city won't cooperate with federal immigration authorities, but alderperson Anthony Beal equates it with the city's spending on migrants.
We're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on people that don't even pay taxes in this city.
A majority of council members ultimately blocked the resolution from being debated today. But alderperson Jesse Fuentes says the issue isn't going away.
People are still going to try to play political theater. What the votes showed is that this city council believes in being a welcoming city.
The proposed resolution would be non-binding, meaning it would simply be a poll of voter sentiments. Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ News.
The marching band at Western Illinois University is engaged in a heavy competition that could earn it new musical equipment. Rich Egger explains.
Metallica is a hugely successful heavy metal band, but for this contest, its music is being played in a different style. We're listening to the Marching Leathernecks performing Enter Sandman, one of Metallica's best-known hits. This was recorded during a football halftime show for Western's entry in the inaugural Metallica Marching Band Competition, For Whom the Band Tolls. WIU is going up against other small and mid-sized universities. An associate director of bands, Matt Thomas, says Western is one of five finalists in that division. Thomas believes Metallica's music transcribes well for marching band.
Sometimes when certain pop music is too repetitive, it doesn't translate well without lyrics. But Metallica, their music has such a breadth of diversity and approaches and that sort of thing that it actually lended pretty well to marching band.
Thomas says there are two ways Western's video can earn a prize. One is by winning over a professional adjudication panel that includes marching band directors and the members of Metallica. The other category is fan favorite, for whatever college band gets the most votes online. The voting continues until 11:59 p.m. on December 31st. People can visit MetallicaMarchingBand.com for details on how to vote for the Marching Leathernecks. Rich Egger reporting.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team defeated the Colgate Raiders yesterday 74-57. Four Illinois players scored in double digits as the Illini improved 8-2. The Illini are in third place in the Big Ten Conference standings. Illinois will play the Missouri Tigers next to St. Louis in the McBride Holmes Bragging Rights game on Friday, December 22nd. Still to come, we'll learn more about how a consulting firm will help Western Illinois University as the school tackles enrollment and financial challenges. That story is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. A new consulting firm will help Western Illinois University as the school tackles challenges, from enrollment to finances. Rich Egger reports.
The administration hired EAB Global, which will be paid $200,000 a year for 3 years. I talked to Board Chairperson Karen Stutz and Vice Chairperson Polly Radosh after a recent board meeting about where things stand at Western. Stutz credits the administration with avoiding a quick Band-Aid approach and instead taking steps to ensure it makes the right long-term decisions for the institution.
I think these consultants will bring in an unbiased, different look. Whether we agree with them or not, it's going to give us another perspective to take a look at that will, I think, add more alternatives for us to consider to make the right long-term decisions for Western.
You said during the meeting we can't just cut our way out of the cash issues. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, sure. I mean, we want this to be a thriving university, right? And so, you know, obviously, enrollment, admissions, retention of our students are really our priorities. We have such a strong faculty here and such dedicated employees. This is bigger than a job for the people that are here at WIU. It's their livelihood, but they believe in this cause. They believe in what we're trying to do here. And so we want every opportunity for everyone to continue to be part of the solution. But ultimately, we have to find new ways to bring in revenue, and that's enrollment, new students, you know, different ways of learning, more online programs, whatever the non-traditional student may be looking for. We need to make sure that we're offering it here. So that would be my perspective early on.
I just would add that we have to have the most innovative and forward-looking and most creative approach that we can possibly have in this day and age. And cutting isn't necessarily innovative or progressive in that regard. We can cut. Of course, we can cut. That's the easy thing to do. What is more difficult is to examine what we do and how we do it and to design something that takes the needs of the next generation into consideration, and that's what we're hoping to do. We may end up cutting. We hope it won't be very much. But for the most part, our intent is not to cut, but to look for other more innovative ways of doing what we do.
Is the concern that cutting would just cause more damage rather than really solving anything?
Yes, we've cut before, and it hasn't been the best outcome in all of the cuts that we experienced between 2015 and 2018. Yeah, it was a very difficult time. So we've tried that route. Now we need to be more forward-looking and more innovative in examining what we do. We cut 39 programs out of the university, and we cut a lot of faculty positions. And where are we today? We still need to look at what we do and do it better. And so cutting is not our answer.
Dr. Radosh is absolutely right. Our focus needs to be on really providing a great educational experience for more students who need to come to Western and experience the great education that I have. And if you talk to a lot of the students that are here today, they will absolutely agree that they're having a phenomenal experience and a phenomenal educational opportunity and foundation here at Western.
And what is the cash issue here? What is the extent of, are you facing a deficit? Can I get some details on that?
The short answer is yes, we do have a deficit. We're hoping to cut it. We're looking at everything that we do and trying to do it more efficiently. So yes, in the short term, we have a deficit. We're trying to overcome it, and we're trying to look at new sources of revenue and new ways of doing what we do that will shorten the time span that we're living with this deficit.
Is it a $12 million gap? I feel like I heard that figure before.
That was last year's number.
Okay.
And so, you know, what they're working on today, you know, obviously what the budget says and what the actual number is, I think that's going to be significantly less. There are so many different things that the administration and the faculty are working on to kind of close that gap. Realistically, when they're looking at their budgets, most departments are working within 75% of that budgeted number. That'll really help close that gap and just give us a longer runway to make the long-term decisions.
Karen Stutz is chairperson of the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees. She was joined by Vice Chairperson Polly Radosh. They emphasize that while the board does vote on some matters and help set the university's direction, it does not run the university's daily operations. They said the university president, his cabinet, and faculty will need to come up with the right solutions. But Stutz and Radosh say the board will ask tough questions, and they believe an upcoming report from the consulting firm will prod them to ask a lot of questions. Rich Egger reporting.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy and blustery with a chance of flurries and a high of 33 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Tessa Weinberg, Colin Highslope, and Rich Egger. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.